بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ذكر الله تعالى قائما وقائدا ومستجعا ومحدثا وجنبا وحائذا إلا القرآن فلا يحل لجنب ولا حائذ. There is a next chapter also with regard to dhikr, and that the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala as commanded in the Quran Sharif should be done while a person is standing, while he is sitting, while he is lying down. When he is not in a state of wudu, even if he is in a state that he needs ghusl. And for a woman who is in her monthlies also. Of course, besides Quran Sharif, for that is not permissible to be recited or to be touched for a person who is in need of a bath or a person, woman who is in her monthlies. So this shows that how much zikr of Allah Ta'ala must be made. That in all conditions, while a person is standing, while he is reclining, sitting down, while he is lying down, if he has got wudu, he hasn't got wudu, even if he's in need of a bath, in that condition also zikr is not only permissible, but we are commanded to make zikr. Zikr is really like the oxygen we have spiritually, how a physically without oxygen a person cannot live. Like that, spiritually, really a person cannot live without the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And in all conditions, a person should be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ In the creation of the skies and the earth. This is also the zikr to ponder. And see how Allah has created the skies and the earth. We see it all the time, but it doesn't even cross our mind anywhere that what a great creation of Allah Ta'ala. That the skies, Allah has created them without any support. No columns, no pillars, no walls to hold it up. The roofs of the masjid here, of our houses, without the four walls, without columns, they cannot stand up. But all the skies are standing without any columns whatsoever, without any support. And the earth, how Allah has spread it out. And over the vast, the two-thirds of the earth is water, which we can see. Besides that, the land also, most of the land beneath the ground, there is water. We know we dig down, we get wells, and water comes out. Fountains come out. How Allah has made this land to rest on water. And not only on water, yeah, not far from us, Bank Station, where the whole place caved in, and the masjid is still standing today. The well there of the masjid, if a person goes down, he will see below the ground, there is open space, air. And below that is water. So Allah has made this earth to rest on air. And that air is resting on water. What is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? All this is that zikr of Allah that a person should be engaged in all the time. But unfortunately, we hardly take any notice, even in ourselves, forget outside. If a person has to think how Allah has made him, how his eyes are functioning, how his brains, heart, lungs, all the organs are functioning, this is all clear signs of Allah's great qudrat. We are using it all, little deficiency in our eyes, in any organ or a part of the body, we feel it immediately, but we are using it endlessly, and we don't even acknowledge it is from Allah. We don't thank Allah Ta'ala. So this is that zikr that a person must be engaged in all the time. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The changing of the day and night. How after day, night comes, after night, day comes. Every day we will be taken heavily to task by Allah that you spent 50, 60, 70 years of your life. You saw day come and day go, but you did not recognize me. You did not make your connection with me. And the changing of day and night also refers to that in summer, for example, the days are long, nights are short. Then they become equal between autumn and spring. Then in winter the nights become long and the day becomes short. If we are living 50 years, every year we are seeing this happening. Who is doing it? Who is changing this day and night? Who is changing the length of the day and night all the time? We don't recognize Allah Ta'ala. This is that zikr of Allah which a person must be engaged all the time. With regard to all this, Allah says, La ayatil li ulil albab. There are clear signs, great major signs for the people of intelligence. This is through intelligence to recognize Allah Ta'ala. If a person does not even acknowledge his benefactor, no matter what else he can be having, he's worse than an animal. Forget being an academic or an intelligent person. If a person can't even acknowledge the one who is benefacting and who is giving us all these ni'mats. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. These are those people, when they ponder in these things, this will lead them into the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in a standing position, in a sitting position on their sides. That is, all the time they will be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. They will be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Such a person then, sin does not come anywhere near him who's engaged so much in the dhikr of Allah. Today we have also tried to give up sin with the wrong dimensions. Well, what we have to do is build our connection with Allah, and then we won't have to give up sin. Sin will leave us. Like in the autumn season, you don't have to shake the tree for the leaves to fall down. You get tired picking up the leaves the way they are falling down. Sins will leave us if we make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remember Allah Ta'ala in every mode of his. While sitting down, you say Bismillah. When getting up, you say Bismillah. You open the door, you say Bismillah. There is a dua for every occasion. A person who has recognized Allah will automatically be in his zikr. And reading the duas of the various occasions will lead one to this. And it should be natural that a person just reads duas. When he starts eating, Bismillah should be natural. While he's eating, appreciating this ni'mat, Alhamdulillah. On every occasion, a person should be remembering Allah Ta'ala. And that is also a measurement to see how much we are connected with Allah, how much we are in deen. Whether we remember Allah Ta'ala at all, or we do not remember Him, that way we can check for ourselves. We can easily label ourselves to be very good and pious Muslims, to be ulama and to be righteous people also, to be Sufis and to be tablighis also. But we can check ourselves, how much do we remember Allah Ta'ala. That is a very good thermometer to see that how much of deen is in us in essence and in reality. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن أحدكم إذا أتى أهله قال بسم الله. When you cohabit with your family, when you have close relations with your family, at that time read this dua. And this is actually just before a person's sperm comes out when he's cohabiting with his wife, he should read this dua, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Allah, Allahumma jannibna shaytan. Oh Allah, save us from shaytan. Wa jannibi shaytan ma razaqtana. And save us from shaytan in that which you are going to give us. That is, this child that is going to be born, save him also from shaytan. فَقُضِيَ بَيْنُهُمَا وَلَدٌ لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ. Then a child is born for them which shaitan does not interfere and harm in any way. So we can see how much of Allah's zikr, who remembers Allah at that time. And today when we are so much westernized, and the Western way of thinking, a person is screaming and shouting, the husband also, the wife, which is totally against Islam. At that time, there must be silence between the husband and wife. When we are cohabiting, we must be reading dua. But we are forcing ourselves and say, oh, how I'm enjoying. Oh, I'm coming now. All these filthy, dirty things is not part of Islam. It's totally alien to Islam and to Sunnah. At that time, this dua must be read. But who of us thinks of Allah at that time? Who of us makes dua? And then when the child is born and all evil thoughts come into the child's mind later, he goes into terrible and wrong ways. We blame the children. We say the children of today are like that. It's the parents of today who are like that, not the children of today. We have brought those children and we did not remember Allah Ta'ala. We did not care to learn our deen and the du'as to be recited at that time. So there is also a very important aspect which we are very unmindful of, and we are going in the complete wrong direction in this sphere of life also. There also are sunnats and there also are adab and etiquette which we must learn and maintain. وآخر دعوانا.